I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm around the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4, it's John Cobell Show on Demand, the podcast. And my headphones are shorting it out. There we go. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Deborah Mark is now the award-winning Deborah Mark. She won a Golden Mike Award for Best Newscast under 15 minutes.
Yes.
On our show.
Yes, on your show.
The 3 o'clock hour last year.
Yeah.
One special day. Judge the best ever.
That's right, the best ever.
People heard that newscast and they smacked themselves in the head and said, I've never heard anything better.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I do it.
What day was that?
It was back in September. I'd have to look.
Oh, we should.
Second week of September.
We should play it.
Oh, I can just find it. It was a stellar newscast.
Play the whole thing again and people are going to be stunned.
I know.
There'll be traffic accidents. Well, anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right,
I
you deserve
that.
It and you do a great job.
Thanks, John.
You really do. Now, to switch your mood, here are today's airline.
Oh, God, no.
Disasters. Yeah, I let me see. How about this one first? Guess which airline and guess which company made the plane?
United is the airline and Boeing.
Correct. This is United Airlines flight to London getting diverted to Chicago. Another cracked windshield. That's the second cracked windshield in recent weeks. It landed at 11:30 last night. It had left from Denver, headed to Heathrow in London. And then the crew said, we have a cracked windshield. And we explained the last United Boeing cracked windshield that they have several layers. So if one cracks, other layers will hold the air pressure in and keep you from getting sucked out. At the same airport, O'Hare, Monday morning, Frontier Airlines plane evacuated, smoke in the cockpit. But we're not done with United.
We're not?
Here is a flight diverted after a toilet overflows. Once again, a United Boeing production. A flight en route to San Francisco. How many times has San Francisco been involved? From Frankfurt, Germany, was forced to divert due to an overflow of one of the aircraft's toilets into the cabin. Now, how much had to be in there that they couldn't clean it up and continue on with the flight?
That is so disgusting.
Somebody had a big lunch. It was United Flight 59. It was a Boeing 777. Lifted off from Frankfurt, and about 2 hours into the flight, they started circling over the North Sea. And the crew was trying to clean up the spill. They had a maintenance issue with one of the lavatories. Had to go back to Frankfurt, and everybody was booked into hotels, and they had to take different flights the next day. This happened Friday. The aircraft was not returned to service until Sunday. I can't imagine what that was.
What could I? Ugh.
Wow. I mean, they empty those, right? And they empty them over land while they're flying.
Exactly.
So was that a backup from one of the passengers?
Yes.
What did he do to create that much of a mess?
Something he ate.
It says here, on Thursday, United flight from San Francisco headed for Paris had to divert to Denver because of an engine issue. Yeah, we talked about that one. Then another United flight destined for Denver had to return to the gate at San Francisco after a bird strike that damaged the pilot's window. So that's four United flights, three of them involving San Francisco in just a few days. I didn't even know about the bird strike. You know what United CEO, though, said? Scott Kirby?
What?
Safety is our highest priority. Mm. It's the center of everything we do.
Well, it should be.
And the incidents are reminders of the importance of safety.
Thanks for that reminder. We'll get on it.
I don't know.
You know what, John? We have a restroom situation here.
I heard. Yeah. There's a lot of women complaining about their.
Okay, where is there a close restroom? Right. We're on the air a lot.
Yeah.
Breaks are not that huge. I had to go take the freight elevator, go down to the first floor. We're on the fourth floor.
Yeah.
And then go turn some corners just to pee.
That's a long walk.
Yeah. So if you see me and you're going to go to me and I'm not here, you're going to have to stall because I'll be in a stall.
They ought to have a stack of diapers there in the news booth for everybody.
I know.
I think there's a closer one that used to be easy to get to before they reconfigured this floor.
Yeah, right.
Because I used to run to that one.
There's a wall there that was
There's
built.
A wall there. Yeah, that's tough.
So you have to go upstairs or you have to go. I don't know. There's
a way to get there, but it probably takes longer than it is to go to the first floor.
So what I'm wondering is, I think there's four stalls in the ladies' restroom. So why is the whole thing shut down and the door is locked? I tried to open it. Because Shannon said maybe it was an April Fool's joke. So I tried to open it thinking, maybe it's going to open. Nope.
An April Fool's joke.
Well, it is April 1st.
That's a good idea, actually. Save that for next year.
And there's no way we women want to go in the guys.
No, I heard
here.
You and Shannon complaining about it earlier
yeah,
today.
Well, it's disgusting. But, I can imagine. And I mean, God knows what Ray does in there.
No. You're going to have to... You're going to have to use the men's room.
No, I'm going to maybe be late for a newscast when I have to pee.
You don't want to use the same stall that Ray has?
No.
I have another traveling story.
Okay.
Seven Americans were left stranded in Africa after their cruise ship left without them. Their tour guide was late getting back to the ship, and the captain said, "The hell with all of you," and took off. They focus on a South Carolina couple, Jill and Jay Campbell. This was the Norwegian Dawn ship, and they were in Cape Town to begin their cruise. And they took a private tour of a small island off Western Africa, and the tour operator notified the captain that they were going to be late rejoining the group. The ship was still anchored. But the captain ordered them to be taken back to the island.
I'm the captain now, and this is what I say.
And the Campbells were stranded in the town of Sao Tome with seven other passengers, five Americans, and forced to watch as the ship sailed off.
I would be screaming, John.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking if you were one of these passengers and you got there, I mean, close enough.
Oh,
they could have taken these people on board.
That's so not cool.
seven Americans, two Australians, four elderly. One has a heart condition. Another is a paraplegic. And one is pregnant.
Oh, the nerve.
This is a Norwegian cruise line. And the harbor master tried to call the ship, and the captain would not take the call.
That captain ought to be fired.
He ought to be tossed overboard.
Let's strand him.
And then one of the, Jay Campbell, said he sent emails to Norwegian Cruise Line and the customer service emergency number. And they said, well, the only way to get in touch with the ship is to send them emails. And they're not responding to our emails. There's among one of the women is 80 years old, and she'd had a concussion and lost part of her vision after a different cruise. So somehow she got hurt on the last cruise she went on. And now on this cruise, she's banished from the ship.
Oh, that's bad luck.
The couple said this woman was left at a local hospital without any money or belongings. And they never notified her emergency contact. Wow. This couple's the only ones with a debit card. Nobody else had any money. So they have paid $5,000 to feed everybody and get them hotel rooms. It was a 21-night cruise. They were going to end up in Barcelona, and they were only there about a week. And they missed the final call.
But it wasn't their fault. It wasn't their fault. I know that sometimes you hear people that are shopping and they're not paying attention. They're not looking at the time. And it's not okay to hold up a whole ship for those people.
They keep calling the cruise line and nobody will respond. They keep calling. They keep sending emails. That's nuts. Cross them off your list.
Yeah.
We come back. They want to double the homeless tax in Los Angeles. They do. This is crazy. After blowing billions of dollars with the last homeless tax in 2017, this is going to go on the ballot, and the suckers that live in Los Angeles will probably vote for it.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Join the Moist Line. We're going to give you plenty of material today to complain about on the Moist Line. 877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86. And on Friday, we'll play back the calls. You just leave a message, or you can use the talkback feature on the iHeart app. All right. This is hard to believe. And what's even harder to believe is the number of people who might be willing to support this. My dad was a Polish immigrant. He didn't speak much English. He would talk in short bursts, and the English had a heavy Polish accent. But he had a few phrases he would say frequently, and one of them was, oh, what's wrong with people? What's wrong with people? And I found myself channeling my father today, reading this story. What's wrong with people? Number one, there are activist groups that want to extend the sales tax for homelessness. This was Measure H, passed in 2017 by the idiot voters. And it is supposed to run until 2027. It's a 10-year tax. And now, 2 years early, these activists want to extend the tax. Like, we've given it 8 years. Now, I don't know if you remember 2017, that the homelessness was just starting then. And then after we passed this tax, Proposition H, and then we passed Prop HHH for the county, we gave them billions of dollars, and the homelessness problem exploded beyond all reason, and created just disgusting conditions throughout the city and the county. And the billions went in, and the billions were spent. A lot of people who work for the government agencies and for the nonprofits, those nonprofits, they got rich and fat. And none of their ideas worked, if they even tried. I don't think they even tried. I think it's really easy to list all your programs and your mission statements. I don't think one of them cares. This is such a cash cow. I mean, this sales tax, it's a quarter cent. And people go, well, it's just a quarter cent. You could afford that. That added, it adds up now to $500 million a year. And now they want to add another 10 years and make it a half cent. They want to double it to a half cent. Right now, it's producing about $500 million. They think this will produce over $1 billion. And they have a name for it. And it's one of those wonderful names that makes it impossible to argue against. If you're a moron, you feel like, well, I can't argue against this. It's called the Affordable Housing Homelessness Solutions and Prevention Now. The hell does that mean? Is that an acronym that I'm not getting? Affordable Housing Homelessness Solutions and Prevention Now. And it's run. The chief executive of the California Community Foundation and one of the major backers is a guy named Miguel Santana, who's been involved in failing at homelessness, failing at ending homelessness now for 7 years. And I guess he wants to work for another 12 years. Finish out this the last 2 years of this quarter cent tax and then sign up for another 10 years of the half cent tax. And they found in an early survey, now you explain this to me. Is there anybody who says that this money has done any good? Anybody who thinks life is better now than it was, you know, 10 years ago before these taxes? Almost 40% said they would definitely support it. 15%, they support it but could change their mind. And 6% said they leaned towards yes. So you add that up, and it's about 60%. So 60% are open to doubling a tax when the original tax has failed miserably and has wasted billions of dollars. It's a $500 million a year. And it's been around for 7 years, so it's about $3.5 billion they've blown. So now they want to blow, what? Another $10 billion? $15 billion? On what? And it's all the nonprofits that support it. The United Way of Greater Los Angeles. The Homeless Outreach Program Integrated Care System. The Housing Works. Trust South LA. One of those groups, I should go get the story, was involved in a scandal recently where people weren't getting shelter from them. Says here, Santana, who used to be the L.A. City Administrative Officer, drafted the city's groundbreaking 2016 homeless strategy. Groundbreaking? It's been a huge failure. I should note, this is from the L.A. Times and Doug Smith. So he's one of their top hacks to promote the newspaper propaganda outlook. Santana says, for someone like me who's worked on these issues my whole career, it reflects the lessons learned from Measure H and HHH. Lessons learned? That none of it worked? At your job, if they gave you a budget and you had this singular idea on how to tackle a problem for your company, and you felt that this was your idea and you owned it, and then you spent 10 years on it and billions of dollars of your company's money, and it turned into a big zero, a big failure. Would you go back and ask for another $10 billion for another 10 years? And would you get it? Does anybody pay attention to this? Everybody, the thing is, we can see it with our own eyes that it's been a failure. Miguel Santana has completely failed with whatever the hell plan he had. This measure failed. And yet there's 60% of the city feeling warm about it. And they've got some kind of new homeless agency, which has the County Board of Supervisors, Karen Bass, two LA City Council members. So it's the same crowd that blew all the money the first time, and they want a renewal. Am I out of my mind? What is it? What is going on? That's what my dad said. What's wrong with people? There's only one guy quoted again. This is the El Segundo Propaganda Times. There's only one person quoted here. Lance Christensen of the conservative-leaning California Policy Center. Is it conservative not to want to spend billions of dollars on failed programs that clearly don't work? Oh, well, that's conservative. You should be spending money on failed programs. We should spend billions and fail. Yes, that's progressive. That's morally superior. They quote him as saying, the voters are wondering how much more tax dollars are going to go to failure. Yeah, not enough of them are wondering. There doesn't seem to be organized opposition to this, which is baffling. Why would you give them billions? If the program worked, if they cut homelessness by half or a third, it didn't. It increased dramatically. I'm going to go find the homeless statistic from 2017. More coming up.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have
been
the podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Potholes are everywhere. The government agencies are so bad. Potholes are everywhere. It's now been 3 weeks since there was a huge rainfall. And then we had more this past weekend. And I noticed that, at least in Los Angeles, Karen Bass, the pothole filling crew, is failing, is just completely failing at what they're doing. People all over my side of town are calling 311. They're using the app. They're going online. All the recommendations. You ever go on Nextdoor app and you lay out a problem and there's always some snooty stay-at-home, usually an older woman who goes, well, don't you know you're supposed to use the app? You gotta use the app. You gotta fill out the form. Well, you can call 311. Don't you know? They got an answer for everything. Except everybody's calling 311 and using the app and nothing works. Story number one, we're going to play cut number one. Get that ready. This is ABC 7, Amy Powell, potholes on the 210 freeway, which wrecked lots of cars.
Caltrans really responded right away after getting a lot of calls from frustrated drivers. With all this rainfall, we're seeing a lot of potholes on the roads, this one causing significant damage to cars traveling on the 210 freeway. A bumpy ride along the westbound 210 freeway in the Pasadena area. Vehicles getting rattled by a particularly rough stretch of roadway near the Madre Street exit. A massive pothole in one of the lanes, giving tires a beating and leaving some busted.
Immediately we hear the pop and then the car starts shaking, so we kind of know that we probably hit something, and then we kind of roll over to the sideway.
Some drivers struggling to maintain control as they pulled over to the side of the freeway.
It was very jarring, I can tell you that. It was on the right-hand side of the second lane, and it was, there was no way you could avoid it. It was huge. And unfortunately, all the cars have flats on the right side.
Tow trucks arriving to haul away the most damaged cars.
The policeman said that there's been 15 cars already that hit that pothole. And it was really hard to miss.
The recent series of storms hitting Southern California, dropping heavy rainfall in many communities, Caltrans issued a SIG alert around 2 this afternoon and sent crews to the freeway. Some of the tires left punctured, others flattened.
You see the puncture right here on the sidewall, so that's how you could tell they hit a curb.
And Caltrans crews repaired the pothole, and the SIG alert has been lifted.
How come it took 15 cars getting damaged just in that little time period, that little stretch there before Caltrans came out? How come Caltrans isn't driving around all day and night, flagging the potholes and fixing them immediately? What are they doing all day? How many strip clubs are near the Caltrans office in Pasadena? Really, how many strip clubs? How many hooker motels? What do these guys do all day? They should have teams going up and down and filling the potholes instantly. Last Friday, we had a woman on. She and her husband patched some potholes in Compton after they caught their car was damaged thousands of dollars after running through a pothole. And they got a cease and desist lawyer from the Compton city government. Cease and desist. What is the opposite of cease and desist? Like, go to work and do your job? They don't in Compton. They don't in Caltrans. Now, my side of town, San Vicente Boulevard, has lots of potholes. And my wife and I have been zigging, zagging, dodging these potholes now for a couple of weeks. We were just driving down yesterday. And it's like, watch that one. Watch that. What? And here's a woman. Her name is Jacqueline. And she was on the Nextdoor app. And she said, hi, everyone. Yesterday on San Vicente Boulevard, they had potholes. And my two tires exploded. And now I need to complain to the city. What number do I need to call? And of course, there's somebody right there. Try 311. They don't do anything if you call 311. You could use the app. You can go online. You could do the phone number. When you actually call 311, they say, oh, yes, that's been reported. We're right on it. We're taking care of it. 3 weeks later, there's still a pothole. Sometimes somebody puts a cone in front of it. Until the next guy drives over the cone. In fact, in the replies to this woman, another woman named Lisa said, my boyfriend had the same thing happen, as have many people. He reported it right after the last big rain, which was weeks ago. You think with all the complaints, they would get it done. Yeah. Here's another one. Judith, we had two tires explode on Fairborn off La Cienega. We're living in a third world city. There were 10 cars at the service place with the same problem. Another woman, my tire blew out on Coldwater. Mike says, hit that same pothole Sunday. Reported first thing Monday morning, and I received an email the next day telling me they canceled my report because someone had previously reported it, and all complaints and claims would roll into that one. But nobody could find that claim. Blew both tires out. There's nobody at the city who cares. This is Karen Bass's Los Angeles. She is ineffective, in over her head. Nothing runs properly. Sean writes the truth here. They don't care. There's three potholes on San Vicente. Going east, they'll destroy your tires, rims, and alignment. I see 3 to 4 cars per hour on the shoulder, 50 yards after the largest one. These potholes have been there for 3 weeks. Here's another guy, Justin. My rims on my motorcycle ended up getting bent by a pothole on Vineland. And it goes on and on. Here's a woman who says, cost me $800, blew out my front and rear tires. Good luck getting the claim. Yeah, they get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls on these potholes, dozens and dozens for a single pothole, and they don't do anything. They're just laying around in the yard. Caltrans, LA Department of Transportation. Maybe they're all drinking in Karen Bass's office, but there's nobody working and they're not filling the potholes and they had 3 weeks, which is more than reasonable. When we come back, Newsom forced this minimum wage increase on all the fast food restaurants. And now the unions are holding these propaganda news conferences claiming that that all these fast food franchisees can afford $20 an hour. Which isn't true, but hey, that never stopped the problem.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Potholes are everywhere. The government agencies are so bad. Potholes are everywhere. It's now been 3 weeks since there was a huge rainfall. And then we had more this past weekend. And I noticed that, at least in Los Angeles, Karen Bass, the pothole filling crew, is failing. Is just completely failing at what we're doing, at what they're doing. People all over my side of town are calling 311. They're using the app. They're going online. All the recommendations. You ever go on Nextdoor app and you lay out a problem, and there's always some snooty stay-at-home, usually an older woman, who goes, "Well, don't you know you're supposed to use the app? You gotta use the app. You gotta fill out the form. Well, you can call 311. Don't you know they got an answer for everything?" Except everybody's calling 311 and using the app, and nothing works. Story number one, we're going to play cut number one. Get that ready. This is ABC 7, Amy Powell, potholes on the 210 freeway, which wrecked lots of cars.
Caltrans really responded right away after getting a lot of calls from frustrated drivers. With all this rainfall, we're seeing a lot of potholes on the roads, this one causing significant damage to cars traveling on the 210 freeway. A bumpy ride along the westbound 210 freeway in the Pasadena area. Vehicles getting rattled by a particularly rough stretch of roadway near the Madre Street exit. A massive pothole in one of the lanes, giving tires a beating and leaving some busted.
Immediately, we hear the pop and then the car starts shaking, so we kind of know that we probably hit something, and then we kind of roll over to the sideway.
Some drivers struggling to maintain control as they pulled over to the side of the freeway.
It was very jarring, I can tell you that. It was on the right-hand side of the second lane, and there was no way you could avoid it. It was huge. And unfortunately, all the cars have flats on the right side.
Tow trucks arriving to haul away the most damaged cars.
The policeman said that there's been 15 cars already that hit that pothole. It was really hard to miss.
The recent series of storms hitting Southern California, dropping heavy rainfall in many communities, Caltrans issued a sig alert around 2 this afternoon and sent crews to the freeway. Some of the tires left punctured, others flattened.
You see the puncture right here on the sidewall, so that's how you could tell they hit a curb.
And Caltrans crews repaired the pothole, and the sig alert has been lifted.
How come it took 15 cars getting damaged just in that little time period, that little stretch there before Caltrans came out? How come Caltrans isn't driving around all day and night, flagging the potholes and fixing them immediately? What are they doing all day? How many strip clubs are near the Caltrans office in Pasadena? Really, how many strip clubs? How many hooker motels? What do these guys do all day? They should have teams going up and down and filling the potholes instantly. Last Friday, we had a woman on. She and her husband patched some potholes in Compton after they caught their car was damaged thousands of dollars after running through a pothole. And they got a cease and desist lawyer from the Compton city government. Cease and desist. What is the opposite of cease and desist? Like, go to work and do your job? They don't in Compton? They don't in Caltrans? Now, my side of town, San Vicente Boulevard, has lots of potholes. And my wife and I have been zigging, zagging, dodging these potholes now for a couple of weeks. We were just driving down yesterday. And it's like, watch that one. Watch that. What? And here's a woman. Her name is Jacqueline. And she was on the Nextdoor app. And she said, "Hi, everyone. Yesterday on San Vicente Boulevard, they had potholes, and my two tires exploded. And now I need to complain to the city. What number do I need to call? And of course, there's somebody right there. Try 311. They don't do anything if you call 311. You could use the app. You can go online. You can do the phone number. When you actually call 311, they say, oh, yes, that's been reported. We're right on it. We're taking care of it. 3 weeks later, there's still a pothole. Sometimes somebody puts a cone in front of it until the next guy drives over the cone. In the replies to this woman, another woman named Lisa said, my boyfriend had the same thing happen, as have many people. He reported it right after the last big rain, which was weeks ago. You think with all the complaints, they would get it done. Yeah. Here's another one. Judith, we had two tires explode on Fairborn off La Cienega. We're living in a third world city. There were 10 cars at the service place with the same problem. Another woman, my tire blew out on Coldwater. Mike says, hit that same pothole Sunday. Reported first thing Monday morning, and I received an email the next day telling me they canceled my report because someone had previously reported it, and all complaints and claims would roll into that one, but nobody could find that claim. Blew both tires out. There's nobody at the city who cares. This is Karen Bass's Los Angeles. She is ineffective. In over her head, nothing runs properly. Sean writes the truth here. They don't care. There's three potholes on San Vicente. Going east, they'll destroy your tires, rims, and alignment. I see 3 to 4 cars per hour on the shoulder, 50 yards after the largest one. These potholes have been there for 3 weeks. Here's another guy, Justin. My rims on my motorcycle ended up getting bent by a pothole on Vineland. And it goes on and on. Here's a woman who says, cost me $800, blew out my front and rear tires. Good luck getting the claim. Yeah, they get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls on these potholes, dozens and dozens for a single pothole, and they don't do anything. They're just laying around in the yard. Caltrans, LA Department of Transportation. Maybe they're all drinking in Karen Bass's office, but there's nobody working, and they're not filling the potholes, and they had 3 weeks, which is more than reasonable. When we come back, Newsom forced this minimum wage increase on all the fast food restaurants, and now the unions are holding these propaganda news conferences claiming that all these fast food franchisees can afford $20 an hour. Which isn't true, but hey, that never stops propaganda, right? More coming up.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.